Morning Watch. Knowing the truth, being absolute for the truth, and for upholding the absoluteness of the truth, and testifying to the truth in the present age of the world. Week 1. Saturday related verses. Ephesians 6:14. Stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. 1 John 5:20. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding, that we might know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. 1 Peter 1:13. Therefore, girding up the loins of your mind and being sober, set your hope perfectly on the grace being brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 4:14-16, that we may be no longer little children tossed by waves and carried about by every wind of teaching and the sleight of men, in craftiness with a view to a system of error, but holding to truth and love, we may grow up into him in all things who is the head, Christ, out from whom all the body being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation and the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. John 1:12-13. But as many as received him, to them he gave the authority to become children of God, to those who believe into his name, who are begotten not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Related reading. For us to gird our loins to strengthen our entire being. Our whole being needs to be strengthened with truth. The strengthening is not for sitting, but for standing. According to the way the word truth is used in Ephesians 4, truth in 6:14 refers to God in Christ as reality in our living. That is, God realized and experienced by us as our living. This is actually Christ himself lived out by us. Such truth, such reality is the girdle that strengthens our whole being for spiritual warfare. Our living must have a principle and a standard. This is nothing less than God himself expressed in our living in a practical way. When such a truth girds our loins, we are made strong for the purpose of standing. Suppose, however, that your daily living is far below the standard of the truth as it is in Jesus. Instead of being able to stand and to withstand in the evil day, you will flee. Because in your daily walk, there is no testimony and no expression of God. You do not have the strength to stand against the stratagems of the devil. If our daily living is loose, we are not able to stand against the powers of darkness. In order for us to stand, our daily living must be according to the principle of the truth and up to the standard of the truth. The truth is God himself, expressed as the principle of our daily walk, as the standard of our daily living, and as the pattern of our life. The truth with which we are girded for spiritual warfare in Ephesians 6:14 is actually the very Christ we experience. In Philippians 1:21, Paul says, "To me to live is Christ." This Christ whom Paul lived was his girdle of truth. This Christ was God expressed and revealed in Paul's daily walk. Because Paul's daily living was conformed to the pattern of Christ, he had the strength to face all opposition and adverse circumstances. Because Paul had been girded about with truth, he had the strength to stand. In 1 John 5:20, the Greek word translated true is alethinos, genuine, real, an adjective akin to aletheia, truth, rarity, reality, in John 1:14, 14:6, and 17, opposite of false and counterfeit. Actually, the true one is the reality. The Son of God has given us an understanding so that we may know, that is, experience, enjoy, and possess this divine reality. Therefore, to know the true one means to know the reality by experiencing, enjoying, and possessing this reality. 1 John 5:20 indicates that God has become our reality and our experience. The Son of God has come through incarnation and through death and resurrection, and has given us an understanding so that we may experience, enjoy, and possess the reality, which is God himself. Now the God who once was objective to us has become our subjective reality. When John says that we are in the true one, he is making a crucial point. Not only do we know the true one, and not only do we experience, enjoy, and possess him as the reality, but we are in this reality. We are in the true one. If we are not in God, we cannot say from experience that to us he is true. Of course, he would still be true in himself, but we could not testify that in us he is true. But since we are in the true one, to us he is the true God. Furthermore, Christ is eternal life to us. If we were not in him, Christ would still be eternal life in himself, but he would not be eternal life to us. Because we are now in him, to us Jesus Christ is eternal life.